So the most respected scholars of our day acknowledge that tremendous amounts of information have been lost in the last 2,000 years. Information that links our modern world today with the wisdom and the understandings of our ancestors and those who have come before us. So the question comes up, how do we know information was lost? If it's lost, how do we know it's lost? We're not seeing it. And the reason that we're beginning to understand, and the reason that we know, is because so much of the 20th century was about recovering information of our history and of our past. The 20th century, the century of science, that told us of the inner workings and the mechanism of nature and creation. And the 20th century was also the century that allowed us to recover more of our past and piece together those understandings than perhaps we have in all of recorded history. One of the great finds of the 20th century, what has been called the single greatest archaeological find of the last century, was found in an area that is known as the Qumran area, along the shores of the Dead Sea, in caves above the shores of the Dead Sea, in clay vases that were still intact after thousands of years. There were a series of scrolls and documents and parchments that were found, and in those scrolls we began to find perhaps more information about our past and the most detailed information of our biblical history than we've ever found before. For listeners that may not be familiar with this find and what this find looks like, the library is called today the Dead Sea Scrolls Library. The library that we know today as Dead Sea Scrolls consists of parchments and documents that have been found strewn throughout a number of caves above the shores of the Dead Sea, and they're written on various kinds of medium. Some of the documents are actually written on animal hide, on parchment, that has been rolled and preserved in the vases. The vases were actually covered with tar and pitch, and the lids were sealed to preserve and protect them from the elements over 1,500 years and 2,000 years and 2,500 years. Some of the documents are very intact. Some of them are scraps, no more the size than postage stamps. Some of the information was recorded upon papyrus paper, like the ancient Egyptians used. Fragments of papyrus. Some of it was on lambskin. Some of it was on cattle skin. Some of the information was preserved on very finely pounded sheets of copper, with the letters actually incised into the copper with a strong wooden stylus. All of this information, tremendous amounts of information, was recovered between 1946 and 1959 in 11 caves on the shores on the western side of the Dead Sea, just outside of Jerusalem. Between those years, over 25,000 fragments of this copper and papyrus and parchment were discovered, and it was eventually pieced into approximately 900 scrolls. And those 900 scrolls, the job of piecing the scrolls together and of translating them and compiling the information and publishing all of this, was given to a team of only 7 scholars. And there were 7 male scholars. And up until very recently, those 7 scholars were the only people that had access to this library of information that's now known as the Dead Sea Scrolls Library. Well, the Dead Sea Scrolls Library has been very controversial and is in the news even today. The saga of the Dead Sea Scrolls is far from complete. One of the reasons that the library is so controversial is that it is within this library that we find the oldest recorded documents of the original books of the Hebrew Old Testament, the Hebrew book of the Torah, which became the first 5 books of the Christian Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are the books of the Western Bible and of the Hebrew Torah. The scribes who penned the information in these scrolls placed them in the caves long before the edits of the 4th century ever happened, so that when these documents were discovered for the first time in a very, very long time, we actually saw the original words, the original text in the book of Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, as well as other books of our biblical text that had never been found. Can you imagine what it would have been like to have been a scholar, 1946, 1947, a young scholar, working in the field and going into the caves and finding these texts and translating them, and all of a sudden realizing that you're looking at documents, at books of the Bible, that had not been seen for over 1,700 years? What would you have done with that kind of information? And the answer is, it was a very different world in 1946, 1947. We were just coming out of the war, out of World War II. And the answer at that time was, just don't tell anybody for a while. We kept them very, very quiet. And this is part of the saga and the mystery that goes along with the Dead Sea Scrolls, because so much of the information was reserved only for the scholars, and the general public really didn't have the opportunity to see many of the scrolls until as late as 1991. In 1991, through the efforts of modern-day scholars, the texts were actually freed up as microfiche and made available in the Huntington Library in Southern California for people to see today. However, it is going back into some of these original documents, and this is the value of going into these scrolls. It's because they begin to describe in the language of those who have come before us, in that original language, our relationship to the world around us and our relationship to the forces of our world.